The party's just begun.
Sonic Boom!
Sit, would you kindly? Where's everyone going? Bingo? Kept you waiting, huh?
No. Hey! Guess who? We're still on time, baby. All right.
No, we're not on time. Don't say that.
We're still within the space and realm of time.
You don't say that.
Yeah, I'm going to turn zero off the serb, so I don't fucking... Everybody's just
You don't say that.
Oh, yeah, shit. God, what a fucking day. Anyways, hello and welcome to the NPC Gaming Podcast. We're noobs, wannabe pros, and occasional completionists, though we're all adults, so probably not anymore, gathered to discuss the latest in the world of gaming. Now, there are a lot of gaming podcasts out there.
That are on time.
Yeah. No, they're
I'm
not.
Sorry.
And there are a lot of NPC podcasts out there, okay, but all of those guys are G14 classified. Now, I am your host, Anthony Fuentes. With me is fucking James. Hey.
Oh, my God.
Wow. So I guess we're just forgetting names here. That's what we're doing.
I was trying to get a Rush Hour reference in there, but it just didn't come. It just
also,
didn't come.
Also, joining us always is Frank.
That's who's joining us right there.
Oh my gosh. And Cordova is also here too. What's up? Hey.
Yes.
Hey.
Since I did like 3 yes in the first 5 minutes.
That's
dude.
True.
Don't want to kill it.
Very, very, very true. Anyways, we got ourselves an episode. It has been a week, but we got it. We got it. All right. Who wants the quick bits I did him last time?
1, 2, 3, not it.
Wow. All right,
James. You got it.
Wait, is that the record button I set there? I just want to make sure. Okay,
yeah,
we're good.
No, we're good. We're good. I had to think. It's red. It is red.
Quick bit number one.
Hey.
Star Wars Battlefront Classic Collection announced. Releasing on March 14th with both the original Battlefront and Battlefront 2 is coming out. New DLC characters and full online functionality with up to 64 players. What is up?
Hopefully that's on time, unlike this podcast, you know?
They could delay it. Games get delayed. Just saying. Well, it's pretty on brand.
Ready? Talk about delay right here, right?
All right.
Go ahead. Keep going. Mm-hmm.
Look, we're going to talk about it. I'll say what I got to say for that.
Say it.
Do it.
Here's an even bigger one. Elden Ring DLC Shadow of the Erdtree drops on June 20th. First, and it is going to be $40. What up?
$40.
Again, we'll talk about this in a little bit, but I heard something else on top of that. So, Pokemon Legends ZA or ZA, whatever.
was announced.
ZA.
Pokemon Legends fucking ZA. Let's get some ZA, bro. Was announced. Taking the series back to whatever the hell Kalos is in 2025.
It's Kalos.
Also, whatever, dude. No, nobody cares. Also, a new app called Pokemon Trading Card Game Pocket will be releasing later this year. Whatever that is.
Yeah, okay. That's
you like
whatever.
Ska, bro? You guys like Ska, man? You like Ska? Yo, that
you
shit
like
fucking
Za?
Sucks.
you like some Za, bro?
Woo!
Oh, that's good.
And Mortal Kombat 1 is officially getting crossplay, spelled with a K.
That's right.
Yeah,
alongside Peacemaker, which finally dropped the trailer with gameplay, and it's fucking glorious.
Actually, it's available now as this podcast is out.
Ooh,
yeah,
as we're recording,
now.
It is available now. And last but not least, From Software acknowledges the demand for a Bloodborne remake, but they can't do it because, quote, simply we do not own the IP, end quote.
It's all Sony. It's all Sony.
Yeah, Sony's going to hold it back.
They're throwing Sony under the bus, bud.
Indulge.
Battlefront and Battlefront 2. Thank you to whoever made this happen. Because Battlefront 2, the new one, sucks my ass. So.
Whoa.
Sorry, dude. I don't care if they fixed it. It sucked my ass when it came out.
Don't get me wrong. It is like 150 gigabytes now. But yeah, it took them.
See?
think 3 years, 3 years to fix it.
Yep.
But yeah.
Mm. Yeah, look what's already good.
I got excited.
Look what's already good.
Mm-hmm. I remember playing the first Battlefront and I was so unbelievably amped in that game. I played hours upon hours, so I can't wait. This is a must buy for me. I'm buying.
Oh yeah.
So
also, I believe if you have this game originally like on Xbox or even PlayStation, there may be a discount, but I think it's going to be like about $5 to $8 off. Like for, I think it's releasing at $40, but if you have a discount like PlayStation Plus or something, it's only going to be like $31. So okay. Two games for $31 with all that shit they're adding in is just like, yeah, no brainer.
Yeah, there. Yeah, for sure. I don't have a lot of bandwidth to play multiplayer games a lot anymore.
Fucking for real.
But this, I will squeeze in a few hours of Battlefront and or Battlefront 2 anywhere I can because they're just so fun.
It would be like they're a cathartic game to just take do a couple matches and be like, all right, good, I got my fix. I'll go do some other shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that seems to be the way to go.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, good. Old Star Wars, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
The Erd Tree? What about the Erd Tree?
So, I have to find the quote, but the creator said that it's as big as one part of the map that I don't remember the name of, but I'm assuming it means it's big.
The DLC? Well, that trailer, dude, the trailer looks crazy because they're adding in like martial arts, like hand to hand combat as well.
That's insane.
And then allegedly, well, like, you know, you're gonna have like gloves on, but it's basically martial arts. And then, which I believe may be a first for the Soulsborne type of gameplay. I can't really remember if any other of these Soulsborne that had like a hand-to-hand combat mechanic.
Wait, what about that one game that just got on PS Plus? Does it have hand-to-hand? Is it Souls-like?
Like what Sifu? Tomorrow. Sifu, that's different.
Is that Soulsy?
Yeah. I mean, it's more roguelite than Soulsy, but...
Oh, okay.
I'm talking like, there's no From Software game that has hand-to-hand combat, so this may be the first, which, I mean, I saw the gameplay. It looks fucking sick. Like, it shows them jumping in the air and shit. And then also
jump around all nimbly-bimbly.
Nimbly. Oh, okay, here we go.
Hold. Go ahead.
It's compared to Limgrave and the Lands Between. That's how big the map is.
It's pretty big.
Whatever that means.
Oh, okay.
Whatever that means, that's how big the map is.
Yeah, that's the map in Elden Ring. So, I mean, people are comparing it to Bloodborne, the Old Hunters DLC, which is like top of the line DLC. From Software has a really, really good track record of DLC. So that's why they're charging $40.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That Dark Souls 3 DLC. Ooh, fuck me up.
Yeah, but the trailer, though, looks absolutely crazy because there's a boss in Elden Ring that I have not got to experience firsthand yet, but a lot of people know that's called Malenia, right?
Yeah.
It's
the meme one.
So,
it's the meme one.
Yeah, and I've seen videos of people fighting her, and she's absolutely just out of control, and there is rumors going around that you're going to be fighting her brother or her sister in this DLC, and... I'm sure we covered it before. This guy's, what's his name? Like, Let Me Solo Her. Yeah. He's already talking shit, saying like, oh, maybe I can finally get a challenge because like he's.
No. What I saw he said was that it wasn't so much that. He was just excited because he's like, the new boss is comparable, but they're saying even more difficult than her. But I mean, like, this dude wrecked Melania, whatever. Like, I don't know how many. Like, freaking, they sent him a sword. They sent him a fucking sword.
Yep.
They're like, this is how good this guy is.
Yeah, From Software sent him a sword that says, you know what, you've owned this boss so much that here, we're just going to give you this.
We're just going to give you a random ass sword.
You know what? We're not worthy, actually. We are not worthy.
I've seen, I mean, I don't know if you guys have seen videos of this guy fighting her, but like, he makes it look easy. And I think Nate, you know, my son had fought her. I saw him fight her, and I was just like, how do you even do this? Like, because this chick is like teleporting around the map. She's freaking doing like a crazy filling up the whole screen type of shit. So the fact that this guy memorized her moves and like can easily kill her without getting hit is just like amazing.
It's like frame perfect shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Not only that, but you're skipping over the fact that this dude doesn't even have armor on. He's in freaking skivvies.
Completely naked. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's got a freaking
pot
on his head. He's dual wielding and he just wrecks this boss. Yeah, and the story of this dude just coming out of nowhere and then it spread so fast. like wildfire. Yep. I don't even fucking play this game, and everybody was talking about it. I saw so many videos and memes and everything, and then he just became a god in the Elden Ring world. Yep. I mean, it's pretty funny.
Dude, Elden Ring was so big, though, like that. It's gonna have like that kind of backing there. Just if anybody can do that to a boss, people will know.
Yep.
But yeah.
Yep.
Like yeah. Ugh. Because it's hard. It's hard. I booted it up recently actually. Because I was like, oh, okay, you know, it seems to be in the conversation. I'm like, damn, this still plays like butter. This plays good.
I think I'm like 60% done with it, and I still haven't beat it. But it's like it's one of those games where like I want to relax after a long, hard day at work.
Yeah,
that's not the game to relax with because you just get immediately pissed off. So
that's you need like hours. Yep. You need hours of your time to do it. But I will. It's still fun. It's still a lot of fun. It's just big old pain in the ass. Yeah. oh my gosh. And then also, yeah, that's Elden Ring for you. You didn't? Did you? Okay, I know, James, you don't play Pokemon, but Cordova, did you play Arceus at all or no?
I dabbled in it, did not beat it, but I see the potential, right? If they would have put a little bit more bandwidth behind the graphics department of it,
I agree.
I probably would have got sucked into it, but I mean, I'm not going to lie. After Palworld and the shit that Palworld did to the Pokemon formula, like Pokemon Legends, the ZA, bro, like, I mean, or ZA.
Yeah.
I mean, it better come pretty hard. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like,
it better what now?
It better come pretty hard.
Yeah, it better come pretty hard. Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead. Put that as a quote for the title.
He wants it to come pretty hard.
I mean, I don't want little creatures coming pretty hard anywhere near me, but hey, man, whatever floats your boat.
Yeah.
I mean,
they do come pretty hard, though, I must say.
Yeah. I saw, like, I mean, you see the potential of Palworld with Pokemon Legends, but, like, yeah, I don't know. There's just something missing from that Switch game. It's just,
We talked about this before, and I'll just say it again. Like, they just keep doing this. They keep releasing game after game, and for what? They're not...
It's literally the biggest media franchise of all time.
People are going to buy it, but it's like, they're like... It's Malibu Stacy with the hat. Like, that's all they're doing.
Well, Arceus actually is way different than all the other
ones. Well, that one looked different. So I'm sure it played different.
It had more like Breath of the Wild influences.
But then they fucking abandoned it and released some other game.
Yeah.
And then now they're doing. Yeah. Now they're releasing this one instead of like, hey, Arceus or whatever the hell. Let's pump some DLC into this bad boy and see how far we can take it.
Well, this is the sequel to Arceus. This is the direct sequel to Arceus. Yeah, this is that's why. But the weird thing is, it takes place exclusively in the city. Kalos, James, it's modeled after Paris. So yeah, it's supposed to take
place. Kalos, Malos, Salos. I don't give a shit.
I don't give a shitlos.
Here's the thing. If you can't murder a Pokemon like you can in Palworld, I don't want it. I mean, with you.
Arceus, they can murder you. Dude, they can.
If you can't butcher a fucking Togepi or something for scrambled eggies, I don't want it.
I'd say the Arceus gameplay loop was.
Natalie's nephew was upset beyond belief when he found out you could eat Pokemon in Palworld. And we were talking to him about it. He's like, "That's not." He's like, "You're not allowed to eat Pokemon." I was like, "Yeah, you are, dude, and they're delicious." He got all mad.
Yep. You're like, "That one produces." So you eat the eggs and you eat the bird. Like it's just it fits perfectly. Yep,
so
sucking up Haunter with the vacuum.
Oh fuck! So to tap into this Pokemon Legends though, do you think this is releasing on the Switch 2 exclusively?
I think so. No, not exclusively. Oof. I think it's a cross-gen game for sure. Cross-gen. Right.
What's with this Pokemon trading card game Pocket?
That's
some fucking app. I have no idea.
Yeah, it's gonna be a phone game.
Okay. Yeah, no.
But don't get me wrong. I was gonna say though, that fucking old school Pokemon trading card game on like the Game Boy, was it? I think it was Game Boy Advance, or was it the OG Game Boy? I think it was OG Game Boy, actually.
Mm.
Right? Fun?
Yes. It was the Game Boy Color, I believe.
Yeah. It was the OG Game Boy. That shit was lit, dude. So if they do a phone game like that, I mean, I might be into it, but we'll see what's up with that. I mean, I ain't trying to drop money into it. But
they will find a way to squeeze you because those games are addicting. I mean, that's the issue. The card, the old one, back Game Boy one, if they redo that, they'll tool it, I think, to make it work.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into that a little later regarding regarding Nintendo and their you know, their old school gaming techniques, but I'll save that for later, dude. Don't
final
worry.
Note on Legend, I do think it has the gameplay loop to be competitive with Power World, but they got to be different. I think they're going to go the Assassin's Creed Unity route and keep it in one city, and then that's going to be the gameplay loop. It'll be a denser experience versus like a wide experience, but we'll see.
We'll see, dude.
We'll see. Cross-gen, though, I think it's cross-gen. Mm-hmm. I think they got shit on so much from Violet, they gotta step up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. These games look like shit, dude, compared to
it looks worse World, when you go back to it. Looks much worse. And then, hey, crossplay actually makes me want to get Mortal Kombat 1 more now. So did you guys end up getting it?
Oh, no, I mean, I have it, but no, this weekend, it may be, I don't know, I'm not sure if this episode will release by then, but this weekend is a free play weekend.
Ooh.
And also 40% off. So if you guys like what you see, I mean, you can probably get it for like, what, 40 buck maybe? But I'm not going to lie. Like, I bought this at launch and it was worth it, dude. Like, Mortal Kombat 1 is like my fighting game. I'm not a big Street Fighter guy, but like paying for 70, oh, I should say 35 because I split it with Nate. But yeah, dude, like Mortal Kombat 1, the gameplay is solid. I haven't got to test the DLC yet, but I've seen the Peacemaker like gameplay and he looks like super different. So I'm thinking of dropping money for him. But yeah, coming up, free play this weekend. I mean, check it out.
I have a hard time giving Zaslav money, but for this instance, I am considering it.
Oof, so, your boy fucking Zaslav, dude.
Yeah, but hold on, dude. This is, let's not sully the good name of Ed Boon, okay?
That's true.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
I do like let's to support not do Mr. That, Boon. Dude. We did a whole Mortal Kombat episode, and we learned just how much of a badass Boon is, so you know?
Dude, Boon is a certified badass, so
I agree.
Let's not tie him in with Zaslav.
Fuck off. Yeah, no,
let me try to see if I can find a hard price point here for 40%. What's 40% off 70? But
a hard, there's the game coming in hard also. Is that how it's
working? Well, I mean, Peacemaker's coming in hard, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a writer. I don't fucking know, dude. That's spectacles over here. What 69, it is?
40%. 41 buck, dude. 41 buck for a fighting game. I mean, that might be it, but that's up to you guys. Like, if you guys want it and it's crossplay, like, I'm here.
Crossplay is what's pulling me in. Crossplay's pulling me in.
I will say that the old Mortal Kombat, I think it was Mortal Kombat 9, they had a mode called King of the Hill where, like, basically, I remember it was like me, James, Rick, Hector, one or two other people. Yeah, I think, and we just played it. And what happens is King of the Hill mode is like whoever wins just stays and keeps fighting people and fighting people and fighting people. So like, and everyone can watch the match. So it's not like you're just sitting there like just
a little
bored.
Arena, huh?
Yeah, yeah. It's basically like an arena, but it's one-on-one. And I'm from what I remember, it was super fun. And I think Mortal Kombat 1 brought that back. I can't speak to that. Oh. Yeah, I can't speak to that
about
too
to do,
much.
But to the Vincent Van gift right there. Every sentence,
So, yeah, I mean, Omni-Man's out.
Please confirm it. Please confirm it because Omni-Man is also my boy.
Peacemaker's out.
Let me see.
Oh, and then from the boys too. Yeah, Peacemaker. Oh, Peacemaker is out.
Yeah, Homelander's not out yet. I have a very hard suspicion that they're gonna keep that guy till the last one or one of the last. But still, like Omni-Man and Peacemaker are out. There's
What's
two other.
What's
with you
and the word hard today, man? What's going on? What the fuck's happening here? It looks like a hard suspicion.
It looks like they did bring it back. That's what I'm seeing.
Oh,
yeah, I believe it may have went away in Mortal Kombat 11, but Mortal Kombat 10 had it. We fucked around in that for a while, but
yeah,
I just remember Mortal Kombat 1, it did have it. So now that crossplay's out, I mean, you know, I haven't had a really chance to dig bit into it because I don't have anyone on Xbox to play with. But you know, me and Nate have played each other on PlayStation 5 lobbies, just me and him 1v1, and I mean, the code is solid. There's no lag or whatsoever. All right.
It's not the Nintendo code. I get it.
Yeah, yeah. Say that again, dude.
Somebody's streaming when little fucking gets a notification on their phone, the whole thing chugs. Yep. Oh, so, okay. Yeah. And then, of course, From Software. Yeah, I get it. They don't own the fucking IP. Sony, come on, man. Just re-enlist these motherfuckers, please.
I'm telling you. It's overdue. They're saving it either for the PlayStation 6 or for the PlayStation 5 Pro. I don't know, but...
Whatever happens, it's going to be the most hype announcement they'll ever do fucking one of these directs that they do. Absolutely. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, people just want Bloodborne in 60, dude. Like, if you just give us the old school PlayStation 4 Bloodborne in 60 FPS, like, that's all we want. And, you know...
Yeah, but it's From Software. They're not going to half-ass it. They're going to do some fancy-ass shit to make it. They're going to Demon Souls it. Whoa, they care.
That's not what I want. Don't love me in this group, right? I don't want it.
How dare you? You dabbled in it, dude. Don't lie. You dabbled in it.
I played the shit out of it, but then I got to that stupid Sauron level, and it just pissed me off, dude.
Hey, Elden Ring, though. I think you'd like it. I think you would.
No.
There's more freedom. Freedom. It is a time sink. Nah. That's for sure.
Nope, dude. After I beat Cuphead, dude, that's the last super difficult game I'm playing ever in my life. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Cuphead's PTSD. I should re-download Cuphead.
You're retired.
Get that DLC, dude. It's
no, even the first zone was fucking me up. It was hard. I was just like, why are you doing this to me?
Not me. Why are you coming for me?
Why are you coming for me?
Cuphead!
Oh my god. Okay, we got news though, right? Eh? Huh? News time? Who wants the sad news?
I'll do the sad news. I'll do the other one.
That's
speaking right, of gut checking everybody in existence, in January 2024, nearly 6,000 games industry professionals were laid off, including 1,900 at Microsoft's gaming divisions, about 530 at Riot Games, 1,800 at Unity, and 97 at Eidos Montreal. In February, Sony, 900 as well. Mm. Speculation persists that a gaming crash is on the way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, this is...
That's not even all of this. That's not even all
no,
of
it's we were sharing... like link after link, it just like this for like a month, it was just nonstop news about people getting laid off, and that really, really sucks. I mean, Fortnite had to go and ruin my life by telling me the studio behind one of my all time favorite games is dead. So
Disco Elysium dudes are dead.
Yeah, well, sorry, hopefully James. Not dead, dead, but you know,
yeah, no,
their hopes and dreams are.
The developers are dead.
But yeah, so it's, man, I don't really know. I don't know what's happening.
I think it's greed, man. I'm sorry. I don't think it's anything but shareholder appeasement and getting the money out of the year.
Man.
That's
what
I mean.
You got to look at the way that they've been trying to place themselves in the release of these games, and look at the result. This is the result. Like the Embracer Group going and buying up a bunch of freaking companies for what? To just have them be there and you're not going to do anything with them?
For stretching themselves thin, absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, like they just bought, they just collected them like the fucking Infinity Stones. They're like, all right, cool. Now we got all the gaming companies. And it's for what though? Like, what are you doing with them? Like, it's.
Yeah, well, gaming's become the I think because the costs of development are much higher than they've ever been, like by far. It's high risk, high reward. So it's super high risk, very high reward if you get the namesake. But gamers love their reviews. They talk shit. It's a fickle fucking business to succeed in. And if you're not like top tier, it's very easy to fall behind. So, you know, these guys might have some pretty big hits, but they probably have a lot of like bombs too. And those add up.
Yeah. But I mean, you got to think about it in terms of like, look what the indie industry's doing. Like
industry.
How many,
oh my God,
how many indie games have been up for like game of the year, like Hades and like things like that. And it's like,
that's true. Very true.
I think they need to go back to that. They need to go back to interesting storylines and kind of playing with genres in a way that we haven't seen before.
But and that's easier, true. Absolutely.
I know that's easier said than done, but at the same time, it's like, well, if you continue to keep releasing horseshit games, Suicide Squad, this is what's going to happen.
Well, Suicide Squad's a great example because they tried their best. That's the safest game they thought they could release.
Exactly.
It's a franchise play with the live service elements and with the big AAA studio that you force them to do something they're not good, they're not known for. So exactly. Yeah, it's the safest fucking bet. And guess what? Gamers can see through that 100%.
Yeah, I saw a an article talking about how, like, you know, Sony has, I think they talked about how they want to have like 10 live service games in the pipeline within the next 2 years or something. And like, newsflash, not all the games you make are going to be like Helldivers 2. Mm-hmm. Like, and even then, yeah. Helldivers 2, honestly, is the model to copy, because you have a free track where you can just play the game and get free stuff. And you also have a track where you can actually get the money, quote unquote, right, that you can spend $10 on or whatever for the battle pass. Mm-hmm. But you can earn that money in the game if you like play the game, well, right?
A lot of the live service games do that, like League of Legends and things of that nature. You still get the in-game currency, but you can also buy like the cosmetic money with your normal money. So they give you both options, but you can still get that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And a lot of games that just do the microtransactions, Battlefront 2, learn the hard way. So
Yeah, that's true. I think they're learning, but they're realizing that, like, say Battlefront 2, that came, I think, during the most exploitative era. And now they're like, we can't exploit people as much, and guess what? We're not making a lot that we thought we would.
Yeah. Obviously, because of how long it takes games actually from the beginning all the way to coming out is a long time.
Yeah.
Like, games take like 10 years to actually fully be made. And I think this is the blowback of that era. I think what's happening now is they try to pull the wool over the eyes of gamers, and now they see what happened, what they did to it, mm-hmm. by trying to exploit all of that shit, the loot boxes and all that jazz. And now you're seeing what the result is. Unfortunately, it sucks because all these people that are getting laid off are being laid off because of, like you said, the investors. The investors are the ones that fucked it all up, because they're like, how much money can we squeeze out of this game?
Why is our GDP not this far?
I don't understand. Versus let's make a really good single player game or whatever that everybody knows is going to work well. That's why Rockstar is so successful, because they take their time and they release a game when it's right. And now, I mean, there's a lot of hindsight, and a lot of companies are now releasing free updates like they should have fucking been from the beginning. But all these models like Call of Duty releasing all that paid DLC, it screwed up the industry. And I think this is, unfortunately, this is what has to happen for everybody to go back like 10 squares to just start releasing games again like they were supposed to be released. And of course, there's going to be paid DLC. Like, you know, you guys will happily pay for $40 Elden Ring DLC. I'll happily pay for $40 Resident Evil DLC. Like, if it's good and it complements the game itself, we will pay. But other than that, give us those free updates every now and again. Look at No Man's Sky, like we talked about, I don't know, 100 times already. Like, dude, they're
good model.
Mm-hmm. It's a great model, and it's going to continue. I don't even know if they're ever going to release a second game, because they're just
they don't
releasing
have to.
Updates.
Yeah,
exactly. And it's like, that's the model that live service, and exactly like Alex was saying with Helldivers 2. Like, look at what they did. They took the core elements of the first game and they just slightly altered it to be third person, and it's the same fucking game. It really is, but third person. And there's a track where you can pay an extra $10. You don't have to. You're still going to be able to play the game the way it's intended, but it's just a fun game that they focused on the core elements, which was presenting a product that people would be happy to play.
Focus, James, think real quick about the shareholder who's not going to get his second yacht this year. He's not going to get his fucking second yacht this year, because you want to be creative. And have the creativity takes time, man. That's resources right there.
I'm sorry.
What's happening? What's our Q2 going to look like, James? What's our Q2 going to look like?
I'm sorry, the Zaslav 2.0 isn't going to hit the seas. My bad.
You know what's funny, though? I believe it was the Helldivers developers and publishers. They straight up said that they don't have to worry about shareholders. So that right there shows you that they just care about the game, right? And all that money goes to them. And like, I don't understand the system at all. I'm definitely going to whatever they put out DLC wise. Like, I'm buying, dude.
Oh, they absolutely. Yeah, they've definitely earned the respect.
Yeah, exactly.
Same thing with, I believe, don't, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but the same thing with Hades, Supergiant Games.
Oh, Supergiant. Yes.
they just said, fuck it, we're going to do our own thing. And then they released Hades, which became, which almost won Game of the Year. Mm-hmm. And it's a freaking indie release. So exactly
it did,
like
it
you
did
just
win.
Said.
It did win. I think it won, Game Developers Awards.
It won Game Developers, but it didn't win the Game Awards Award.
Oh, okay.
Which now has prestige after fucking being on Spike TV for like 10 years. It's great. I love that it has prestige. Yeah.
Fuck
that's
your
good.
Boy, Geoff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
his
yeah,
name's
but
just
basically.
He just spelled it stupidly.
Yeah,
Jeff,
so it
dude,
won,
his name's Jeff. He spells it Geoff.
My name is Yiff. So it won Best Indie and Best Action, but it didn't win Game of the Year on the Game Awards. So, but.
Damn, I could have swore it won at like the Game Developers.
It won Game of the Year at the DICE Awards.
You know what?
DICE.
And their model of creating games wins gamers' hearts right there. See? No shareholders needed. Yeah. No shareholders needed. Bam. Yeah.
Again, we understand that this is all, you know, easier said than done, but it just harkens back to what we've been bitching about this entire podcast. And it's like, dude, just sit there and focus on a good game and it will be successful. And gamers will know, they'll see it. They'll be like, damn, they really put a lot of passion into this game and it'll go gangbusters. Like it'll sell a lot.
But they can just do a trailer like the day after, James, and get a lot of support.
Then,
you know, roll the dice. Just fucking roll the dice.
Damn. You know, no, I mean, don't get me wrong here, okay? I love Insomniac, okay? Yeah. But there is no way that the Spider-Man 2 game that I played had a budget of $2 million. Like, I just don't understand it. Like, I get it. It looks amazing. It plays amazing. But, like, there's no DLC for that game as of now. But it's like, how does a game like that have a fucking budget of $2.5 million? And it's like, I get it. You're barely going to probably make even on an exclusive like that at 60, you know, 60 bucks a game, 70 bucks a game. But like, I get it. Like Insomniac is like that. Don't get me wrong. Like I buy every Insomniac game. I love Ratchet and Clank, Spider-Man, all that shit. But like, they're barely going to make even. And it's like, why does a game like that cost $2 million? $2.5 million. I just don't get
it.
Like,
they're going to break even.
Barely. That's what I read, is that Spider-Man 2 barely broke even as of like
this month. It's a 200 something million dollar game. So
yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. 200 to 200.
Wait a minute.
Not 2 million or 2.5. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. 200 million to $250 million budget.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, that's a fucking blockbuster movie type of budget. It's like, I don't understand what they spend the money on. I get it. Plays.
How you gonna get all? You gotta license the costumes.
No. I honestly think a big part of that is the license. But it's like, bro.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's like, dude. Like Marvel. Don't get me wrong. The voice acting's amazing. The graphics are amazing. But like $200 million budget for that game is like, why? Like I don't understand it. I get it.
And it's not an outlier. Honestly, a lot of games, they're just overblown for what they expect from their audience. That's for sure.
Yeah.
According to Forbes, it's $300 million actually.
Oh, that's
my
much
God.
Worse.
Well, I was, I was going to say, I was low balling.
You were giving them credit for that one. That was great.
But, you know, this is not confirmed. This is what they said. But, I mean,
and Forbes never lies, please.
Right. I'll push back on that a little bit because, like you said, even though they're going to only break even, probably. They make quality games that make you go back to them no matter what. Like you just said, you buy all the Ratchet and Clanks. We both bought Spider-Man 1 and 2. When Wolverine comes out, that's an instant buy. And, I mean, I guess that's the price that's what they're willing to kind of give up. Like they're going to make a $300 million game. The sales are like maybe it's $250, but still they continue to make great games that people go and buy. So I don't know, maybe it's worth it in the end.
It's worth it because they invest in the life cycle of the PS5. As more people get PS5s, more people, they're probably, the game they're going to lean towards is a Spider-Man game because it's the most accessible known franchise and it's fucking good. So I imagine they're relying on that.
Did we say 300 or 3 million? What was it?
300.
300 according
There's
to
no
Forbes.
Way 3.
$300 million?
Yes.
Yeah, to make the game.
Okay, that's what the $300 million divided by 7. Let's just say the base $70. They have to sell 4,285,000 copies just to make even.
Thank you.
Like, so, okay, so 4.2 million copies to make even. Oh, well, but I mean, I don't know. That's just at $70 a pop. That's not.
That's not taking discounts.
4 million?
Or, yeah,
4.2 million. 4.2 million.
That's reasonable.
According to this report, they've already gotten 10 million.
But also, you have to remember marketing, all that other shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the base budget of developing the game.
That's just the base budget. Yeah,
that makes sense. Yeah,
I mean, but still,
it says February 4th, they surpassed 10 million units sold.
That's good. So good for them.
All right.
10 million's a lot. Again, you know, they're not Tears of the Kingdom. No, it's okay. It's fine. It's just
God. Here this guy goes. Here he goes. Jesus Christ.
Why don't you talk shit on the boys? It's your zone coming up. I'm just saying.
Okay,
just
so hold on. I found more data on this real quick.
Data.
Yeah, so the original budget was $270 million, but they ran $30 million over that budget. And they ultimately needed to sell 7.2 million units to break even, but now they're profiting because they surpassed 10 in early February. So there you go.
I feel like with the DLC, whatever DLC they'll add, I mean, it's gonna be them. But it's just
wait. Can we say something? Should we say something?
No, don't do it. Shut up.
I won't say it.
Shut up.
I hate him.
He can't keep getting away with this.
Yeah, speaking of can't get away with this, dude. Are we ready for this right here?
Just segue right into it.
So your
drop
boy,
it, baby.
Fuen's boys and Nintendo have killed fun.
No, wait. Call him by the real name.
Nintendo kills fun yet again.
No.
Nintendo?
No.
How about that? No.
No.
Who
fundo.
Is it?
No. That's fundo.
Oh, no fundo. Fundo. God, no.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
They have killed fun. Breaking news today, boys. All right. So, Nintendo has set its sights on its next emulation target, the Switch emulator of Yuzu. So the House of Mario officially filed paperwork in the U.S. federal court against Yuzu, citing that the emulator facilitates piracy at a colossal level. Mm. They go on to say that the emulator is primarily designed to bypass several layers of the Switch's encryption, allowing players to play copyrighted games. Oh, and of course, they want a lot of money for these quote-unquote damages. But today, boys, breaking news. Literally, this morning, Yuzu settled with Nintendo to avoid going to trial for $2.4 million. Jeez. Another casualty of this is that Citra, which was a big, big 3DS emulation program, is also shutting down.
Okay.
And I don't know if you guys know, but Nintendo also... this year, I'm pretty sure it was this month, shut down the 3DS shop. So
yes,
if you guys didn't download these quote unquote illegal ROMs or back up your 3DS games like I did, you're shit out of luck because now they shut down the store that had the 3DS games and Citra was your only hope of being able to play these games. And now that is also shutting down alongside Yuzu. So,
hey, listen, all right, thanks. Hold on. Listen here. Think about Doug Bowser's yacht, though. Like, he wants his fucking second yacht.
I mean, you guys, I've talked about it before, man. Like, emulation, it's not piracy. I have legit games that I don't know if you guys know, but my 3DS doesn't read cartridges anymore. So the fact that I can download those cartridge files to my like hard drive, quote unquote, of the 3DS makes it so that I can keep playing these games. Mm-hmm. I literally spent about, I think, 2 hours backing up all my digital cartridge games like maybe 2 to 3 weeks ago before they shut down the shop. And the fact that they're now shutting down the shop means that anyone who didn't do that is shit out of luck. So thanks, Nintendo. And yeah. Hey, Fuen, I got a question. Can you buy these 3DS games on the Switch? No, you can't, right?
Switch only has one screen, sir.
I need to take a shot real quick before I talk about
Nintendo.
Yeah,
do that. Go for it. I'm actually going to give credit here to Yuzu, though. Yuzu did the boldest thing they could have possibly done. They did not let this go to trial. They decided to just take the fucking hit to essentially save any kind of legislation or verdict happening that would fuck emulation up in the long term. Like,
I do agree. Yeah. Yeah. That's what, like, people are saying too. Yes, like, they took one for the team.
They really took one for the fucking team, honestly. Yeah. Cause this, but that doesn't mean either Nintendo or some other company is going to try to make a case at some point. Originally Sega tried this, then Sony tried this, because I think it was the PS2 piracy was really fucking easy. Yeah. But they all got struck down from the courts. I think from what I was reading, Nintendo's, the way they built their case, it was basically foolproof. It was like, oh, okay. Actually, the way they're talking about the encryption aspect of it, and then the way Yuzu really fucked up by putting a guide on their forums, on their Discord, they fucked themselves with that one move. But, I mean, they realized it and were like, no, we'll just go bankrupt. Like, we're just going to call it. You can have whatever fucking money we made from this. But for the sake of, we're going to try this bitch again, and we're going to not do all those little things that essentially made us red flags, which is good, because then Nintendo can't touch them. It doesn't mean they wouldn't try. But yeah, Yuzu, drink right here for taking one for the fucking team, honestly, because I think they saved emulation right there with that one move.
So another interesting part of this is the fact that the code that Yuzu used is open source, right? So someone can pick this up and keep doing it,
absolutely,
quote unquote, on the black market. But I'm going to be honest, I never fucked with the Yuzu emulator, but I did mess with Citra on my 3DS, right? Like I said, I had a 3DS that didn't read the cartridges anymore. So it's like I had to literally just keep pushing the cartridge in for like 10 times. I spent half an hour trying to get the cartridge to read. And then as soon as the cartridge was able to read, I was able to download my cartridge to my actual 3DS so that I can keep the game that I bought. Like literally, like, for example,
criminal. What a fucking criminal right there.
No, I'm talking like before GameStop went belly up, I was able to buy like these whole, like, they used to have like 3DS games, like, oh, buy 3DS games for fucking $20. And I remember I went and stocked up on like fucking Phantom Hourglass, fucking Spirit Tracks, fucking all this shit. And I bought them and I kept them, but it was the fact that my 3DS just started like shitting out on me that I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I got to look up how to back these up. So I looked up how to back them up. I did it. I downloaded the file to my computer, all that shit. So it's like just the fact that you can't play those games right now unless you have a working DS, 3DS. Like, you can't play it.
Which
on
are much
Switch.
More expensive now, too.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, Yuzu took one for the team by just settling for $2.4 million. But it's just the fact that Nintendo's just like, hey, you guys are emulating. Like, fuck that. We want a piece of it. It's like, bro, release them on the Switch so we can buy them, and we will happily buy them.
What but about Doug Bowser's yacht? You're just missing the whole second part of the equation right there. I'm sorry.
Fuck your boy, Doug Bowser.
Hey, I met him. He's pretty cool.
Next time, you better hope you met him and not me. I know.
Hey, you piece of shit. Why is Breath of the Wild not 60 FPS? That's your first fucking fight right there.
Oh my god! Don't even get me started, dude. The fact that these independent developers and shit were able to get Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom running at 60 FPS on the Steam Deck on Yuzu, and Nintendo won't do it, is like, I just don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't get it.
I feel you. Well, James, you got anything to say about this? Huh?
Sometimes you got to race. I don't know. No. It sucks. It's a damn shame. You know, they're not... They won't give us an eShop where we can buy the games, and they're just going to try to get rid of everybody that's attempting to allow people to play these beloved games, which, like Alex just said, we would happily pay for, but Nintendo Nofundo doesn't want to just release them on the shop, which makes no damn sense. So
Don't make no sense. I agree. You know, it's Nintendo's moves don't always make sense. Like, even the good ones, you're like, that's pretty badass, but like, why? And the bad ones, you're like, fuck. But there we go. That's our annual Nintendo shoot.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was a little hot. A little hot.
It's okay. We got better news in our leaky rumor mill, though. These are two good ones. Now, I'll just take fucking this one. Metroid Prime 4 update? What? So, on the plus side of Nintendo here, Retro Studios may be inching closer to giving us our first look at Metroid Prime 4. What? They recently updated the career page and advertised they are looking for a product tester to help them debug an upcoming unannounced game. Is it Metroid Prime 4? Are they cooking something else up? Cooking Mama 10? Who the fuck knows? And then to discuss, to actually add to that, it literally, the rumors dropped about a month ago. They are not going to do a cross launch. They are going to do Metroid Prime 4 before the Switch 2. That was the rumor. Because it was always slated for 2024, apparently. But because of the delay of the Switch 2 system, they're saying, fuck it, let's just keep Metroid as the swan song of the Switch, essentially. But that was about a month ago when they started talking about that. I didn't put much credence, but they did include the delay, so we'll see. Anyways, this would be great if they actually pull this off. I'd be down, but yeah, it would probably be holiday 2024, I would imagine, right? Like, that's what I'm thinking for Prime 4.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Best bet.
Yeah. And if you played Metroid Prime 1 Remaster, just see, you can see the potential here. It could be really, really fucking good. But yeah, any thoughts on this one?
We'll see. I mean, we just have to wait and see if it's confirmed or not. That's all I got.
There you go. All right. Cordova?
I'm kind of balls deep in Remaster right now. Really? I will say that I'm just like, you know what, playing that with the updated controls and all that, I actually kind of like it a little bit more than the Wii.
Yeah, I agree.
The Wii Metroid Prime trilogy, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I bought it for, I think, 30, which is like, you know, it's not going to go below 30. So I just figured I have some Nintendo points. I have this fucking digital code. Let me get it for 30.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I have not been disappointed in it. It's I mean, you know, it's getting me going.
Do it again. I agree. Actually, when I replayed it earlier this year, or last year, actually, I think my thought process the whole time was like, damn, they don't make them like this anymore. Like, that game don't hold your hand. It really doesn't hold your hand, which is good. And from what I've heard the history, I guess... Oh, there's an echo back there. What the fuck happened? Keep going. Oh, BRB, gotta take a piss. Wow. Fucking guy.
Dude, why are you putting my text on fucking blast, dude?
Because we got the echo.
Whatever you did made it echo. Thanks a lot.
Whatever I did, I didn't do anything.
You took your headphones off and you put it near a speaker, didn't you, you piece of shit?
I put it like near my speaker, but not really.
Yeah, no, dude, echo. There you go.
Echo.
Anyway.
That's my bad. Restart it. Go back.
Nope.
You missed the discussion.
Fuck it. We do it live.
Be that as it may, we are live. So,
did I mean to say that?
So much better news via our leaky rumor mill is the Knights of the Old Republic remake lives? So, Saber Interactive will become a privately owned company with around 3,500 employees, said the person who asked not to be identified discussing non-public information. The company plans to continue developing a remake of Star Wars The Knights of the Old Republic, the highly anticipated game that was removed from its previous developer, Aspyr Media, in 2022. Interestingly, we were just talking about Embracer Group.
Yep.
And Saber Interactive was purchased by Embracer Group in 2020, and now they're giving the big metal finger to their overlords, and they are going out on their own. And just like we said a little bit ago, go do your own thing, fuck investors, and I guarantee people will buy this game. If they do this and this game finally comes out, I will be first in line.
That's all I got. There's a lot on the line for this one, I agree, because that's the model we want them to do. We've been wanting to do this model the whole fucking time, and now they're doing it with a really good property, so we'll fucking see.
I mean, we'll see, because like, if they give me that same story, but they give me Jedi Survivor gameplay or game mechanics, dude, I'm sold.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely sold.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that's what they're gonna do, but we'll see. This game has been talked about and revealed and then killed and revived and killed again. So come on, Saber Interactive, do us justice and finally release this game.
Seriously, take one for the team. Learn from your boys of the emulation scene. Just fucking put the money in and hope for the best.
Yeah, really.
What you think, Cordova?
This Embracer Group fools have been kind of like, they've been tied to a lot of these buyouts and fucking cancellations and all this shit. So if Knights of the Old Republic comes out with some type of modified combat or whatever, I mean, that game still holds up. I mean, I was playing it on the Switch, so, but yeah, don't get me wrong. Putting that shit in like nowadays graphics and 60 FPS and all that shit with some updated combat and all that.
Yeah, updated cinematics and shit. Ooh.
Yeah. I'm here for it. I'm here for it. So yeah, I'm about it. I hope it's coming eventually.
Yeah. And then just a quick add on to that too. Embracer Group actually also is at the cusp of finally finding a home for Gearbox. So more Borderlands, more Gearbox shit. They're gonna find a home soon. So that's good. That's good. Speaking of which, do we want to talk about whether this trailer got it? We'll do a brief. I'm not going to be really quick here with this one. But we do have a Did They Get It Right? Now.
Do it.
Did They Get It Right? Borderlands movie. The trailer dropped. Yeah. What do you guys think? Did they get it right?
Go ahead.
I got my own opinions here.
I wanted to like it, but I'm very... very worried. It has a lot of like Guardians of the Galaxy elements to it, which could be good. And I love Kevin Hart, but him as Roland is just not, it doesn't match up for me. I will say that hearing Jack Black as Claptrap was hilarious.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
And I didn't know, what's her name? Something Greenblatt, Ariana Greenblatt.
Yeah. She's the young
Ariana Greenblatt. Yeah, she was young Ahsoka, and she was also young Gamora. She's a fantastic young up and coming actress, but again, Tiny Tina is like crazy and mumbling and like psycho, and it didn't do it for me in the trailer.
I thought that Tiny Tina was off too, honestly. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, where's all the like crazy dialogue and her just saying a bunch of random shit? It just didn't see, I don't know.
She's like meme Harley Quinn. It looks like she's, it's just weird.
Right. It looks, man, like I really want to like it, but I don't think that I did.
Cringe, as the kids say.
It was a lot of
distractions and lights, but it didn't really feel like Borderlands to me.
I agree with you guys on that one. Because Handsome Jack is like the Borderlands antagonist, right? Like he's like the fucking guy, but like I feel like that style of humor that is surrounded by that character was not actually represented in the trailer. And also, worst of all, Kevin Hart didn't look like he was having fun.
They are saving Handsome Jack for the sequel. Give me Dennis Reynolds as Handsome Jack.
Yes,
will be forgiven, dude.
That's a good fucking casting choice right there.
Here's a random one that I just thought of, and I know it's not going to match up, but in my head, I don't know why he's Handsome Jack, but it could be Jeff Goldblum too.
Oh my god,
that'd be a good one too.
Jeff Goldblum as Hammerlock would kill me too. Like a fucking Borderlands 2. Hammerlock would be so good as Jeff Goldblum. Like just give me Jeff Goldblum in a fucking British Australian accent, dude. Yeah. Like that'd be so good.
But you know, honestly, fucking Dennis as Handsome Jack would be one of the best casting choices fucking ever.
I don't know, man. It looks like it's just gonna be overproduced and I want to give it a shot, but I don't know. Like, even as much as they've been getting a lot of video game adaptations right, this one doesn't seem right to me.
Yeah, I think you can tell from the early trailers of other adaptations, like the feel of the production, right? Like Mario, you can tell, like, oh, okay, that. Holy shit, I kind of feel like I'm going to have a lot of fun. Last of Us, you're like, this is going to hurt. This one, just like, I don't have that same attachment. Whatever they're doing, it doesn't feel 100% right. Like, it just doesn't. Yeah.
Well, the main thing that kind of worries me, too, is Eli Roth took off like right in the middle of it, so to speak, and I forgot who took over the reshoots for it.
That's not good.
I forgot who took over, but he left to do Thanksgiving, and I'm like, okay, so you have two different creators that touch the same movie, and that's always a pretty big recipe for disaster.
I didn't know that. That actually makes this a lot worse. Yes. Not a lot worse, actually.
Shit. I forgot who. Yeah, let me see. Let me look that up, Jamie.
Well, because you gotta understand, the second person most likely is doing studio mandate shit. Eli Roth, I'm sure, had a vision for it. That's probably why he went to Thanksgiving, because it's his full vision. Whoever took over, like, they gotta either respect his or they respect the moneymakers.
Let me see. Hold on. Now I remember why I was worried. Eli Roth took off because he was going to go finish Thanksgiving, and then he handed the keys to Tim Miller.
No.
For those who don't know who Tim Miller is, Tim Miller did the wonderful cinematic masterpiece that is Terminator Dark Fate.
Oh, no. Shit.
Yeah. But he did do Deadpool, and apparently he also did... It's looking like he did... No, he didn't do Sonic. He might have produced Sonic. Anyway, he did Dark Fate, and that movie's a big pile of dog shit. So, you know.
Damn.
We're gonna get what we get, I guess.
Tim Miller is a flip of the coin, I will say, yes, for sure. But, you know, Deadpool had one Deadpool character that was a smart-ass swarmy, whatever it is. I think he's working with, like, a bunch of wannabe Deadpools in this... Like, I think it might not work how he thinks it does, but we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens when they release, like, the full trailer or whatever. But, I mean, they only gave us a quick glance at Gina Gershon as Mad Moxie, and I was like, okay, you should have just let us see her. You know what I mean?
But, yeah, I'm with that. Mad Moxie's great. Yeah.
So what is it? It's Roland. It's fucking Lilith. Don't get me wrong.
Roland, Lilith, Tiny Tina... Krieg.
Yeah, Krieg looks sick, dude. Like, that fool
looks
sick.
Yeah, Krieg looks good.
But, sign me up for, you know, fucking Lilith, though, dude. Like, fucking, I'm there, but at the same time,
I'm there, but apprehensive, okay?
Yeah,
apprehensive.
Yeah, the acting looked like it was very, like, forced and, I don't know. Like you guys said, I mean, Kevin Hart... Don't get me wrong, I love him, but at the same time, it's like, I don't think he's a good Roland.
No.
You know, Kate Blanchett looks like she's kind of just there. I mean, you can't really judge it too much based on what she showed, but yeah.
Give me a second trailer to solidify my thought process.
Yeah,
like,
I would have much rather seen fucking like Idris Elba as Roland or something. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know,
that would have
fit. Like he can
or
kill
Keith David. Fuck, he would have been great too.
Yeah, he would have been good. Yeah, but it's like I would have much rather taken like a serious type of character as Roland, because I don't remember Roland being like a fucking wisecrack asshole or anything like that in Borderlands.
Yeah,
or
you're gonna
Borderlands
need some balance.
Too.
You're gonna need some balance. Yeah,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like I don't think he was like the military guy, the fucking hard ass. I don't remember him being trying to be cute or anything. You know, like just smart ass. So
yeah.
I'm holding my breath for it.
Apparently, Hammerlock is in this movie.
Oh, who's Hammerlock, dude?
Charles
Barbala? Who's that, dude?
Look, Babaloa.
Can you look that up real quick?
Let's see.
Jamie, I'm looking at it. He was in The Legend of Tarzan, The Outlaws of Black Mirror.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's a nobody. I don't see anything on his Wikipedia page.
Yes, he is. He's a London-born.
You know what we haven't talked about though is Jamie Lee Curtis as Tannis. I mean, I'm kind of here for it. You know,
yeah,
I'm with
that.
You know,
I'm with Jamie
I don't know,
Curtis.
Man.
He said,
"I love Jamie Lee Curtis, but I don't know. Just the trailer just looked like it just threw me off. So we'll again, like Fwen said, well, I'll have to wait to the second trailer, full trailer, and see what's up. Because I don't know how to feel about it all the way yet."
Honestly, you know what? Actually, I hate that I have to say this right now. It's giving me David Ayer Suicide Squad vibes.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see that.
David Ayer Suicide Squad. And for that, I will say they did not get it right. I don't know why. It just came to me right now. I'm like, oh, I've seen this play out before. And it was for that movie, and I hope I'm wrong. I just hope I'm wrong. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. Did they get it right, guys? Did they get it right?
For those reasons, I'm out. I'm going to say they didn't get it right. It didn't give me the Borderlands feel all the way yet. So, I mean, who knows? Everybody thought Venom was going to suck, and it ended up being really good.
Very true.
Maybe it's going to be one of those instances where, like, the trailers look pretty... Whoa.
It was
better than the trailer led on, all right?
Whoa. What are you talking about?
Venom was all right. It was all right.
Oh, my God. Right.
Just tell us your fucking take on this one. I don't want to hear more of this shit.
Cordova didn't get it right. That's what's happening.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. It was all right.
Okay.
Wow.
What about this trailer then, huh? Just let us move on to the next fucking section.
No, the trailer, it didn't get it right. Yeah, I'll agree with that. Get it right.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
It's all right.
I'm with you.
It's a very Venom,
just instigating now. All right. Well, we're going to wrap up here with a What Are Ya Playing? And I'll start off. I've actually really been fucking enjoying Dead Island 2. It popped up on Game Pass out of fucking nowhere. Like, that's the beauty of Game Pass. They'll shadow drop some shit. You're like, I've been wanting to try that. Now, it's not brilliant. It's not like a AAA, like, fucking, like experience. Sometimes you need a game that is just like a cheeseburger. You're like, oh, this is a McDonald's shit. I'll take it.
Just like a cheeseburger.
It's a fucking double-double. Like,
whoa.
It really
First
is.
First of all, a double-double isn't McDonald's, so let's get that straight, Flynn.
McDouble.
Okay. McDouble. Okay. McDouble sounds about right.
All right.
Yeah,
I had a couple claws here, but
I'll give you that.
No, honestly, it's been a fantastic, just chill game. Like it's really chill. I just go around. I fuck up some zombies. The story's surprisingly good. When you're like kind of like you thought the story's gonna be bullshit, and I was gonna skip the cutscenes, and I'm like, oh, where's this gonna go? That's really. It's not profound. It's just fun. The leveling up is simple. It's just an easy, chill game to play to let your brain unwind. It's the opposite of Elden Ring, to be honest with you. Like, really. So, Dead Island 2, honestly, I recommend this shit. I really do. For adults who don't have a lot of time and want to maybe drop an hour and a half into leveling up a little bit and go doing a mission in their fake version of Los Angeles, which is surprisingly accurate for the West Side, which is a vapid just dump sometimes.
Oh,
And then when I'm not playing on my TV, I am playing on my Switch. I got the Arkham Collection on cheap. I got it on the cheap.
Ew.
Man, that's a shame you're playing it on the Switch, but that's
well, I'm playing Arkham Asylum. I'm not going to touch Arkham Knight on that one.
I'm just saying that across the board. That's just a shame.
Oh, Arkham Asylum. City. I'm playing Arkham City. Arkham City actually is the most optimized version of it. Really fun. I actually miss... that game is just... Yeah. It's just a solid fucking game.
Don't try to save it.
I was like, don't call anything on the Switch optimized.
I'm fine with a 30 on the small screen. I don't care. I'm not playing on the big screen. I have Game Pass for that.
Just like everybody else running for the hills that played Suicide Squad, Fuen is also enjoying the Arkham series.
Yes, no. Actually, the whole Suicide Squad bullshit made me want to try it again. And I did. And Arkham City is such a good fucking game. It's just golden. There's nothing else to say. You guys said it for the past couple weeks. You guys convinced me. Got it. Arkham City, A+. Like,
yeah,
really,
but we're playing it truly optimized, dude.
Yeah,
come on.
But I don't have time to fucking play on my TV. All right, I gotta watch podcast movies and some research shit. I need something to play while I absorb information, and that is why I have it portably.
All right.
And Dead Island 2 is for when I really want to just actually relax and, like, you know, surprisingly good game. But those are my two games right there. Prince of Persia got stuck on. it's a fucking hard-ass boss. Still brilliant. $30 right now at Best Buy.
$30 right now, dude, Best Buy.
I highly recommend it, except it will kick your ass when you don't even know. Yeah, it's going to kick your ass sometimes. But, you know, if you're a Souls boy, you're used to it. So, yeah.
We'll take it.
All right, James, what you got?
I don't know if it's because Shogun came out or I don't know what, but I had a really big hankering for some samurai action, so I finally downloaded Ghost of Tsushima, the director's cut. I've had the original on PS4 since it came out, but I downloaded the director's cut on my PS5, and I've been playing Ghost of Tsushima, director's cut, and man, that game is just so good. It's it just runs so much more beautifully on the PS5, but it's such a goddamn good game, and I'm just getting like really enthralled back in it. I just put everything else to the side, and I was like, man, I just want to get immersed into something. And yeah, I'm like a good, I want to say already like 10 hours into it, and it's I never got to play the DLC either, so I'm just gonna beat it and then get to the DLC stuff, and you know, hopefully wait for the announcement that number 2 is coming out.
Yep, what's going on at Sony right now? You might have to hold your breath for a little bit. I'm sorry.
I mean, true, but still, like, it's just a damn good game. And again, going back to taking genres and doing something different with them, that's what Ghost of Tsushima is, and it's an incredible game. So yeah, everything's on pause right now. I was playing Fortnite for a while, but I got derailed, and now I'm just playing Ghost of Tsushima. So yep.
So there you go. See, I'm all right. Well, Cordova, you got one of the new thingies and one of the old things.
Yeah. I'm balls deep in that fucking Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, dude. Like,
would you say it's
like,
coming in hard? Is it coming in hard also?
Well, I mean, it's as fucking long as Sephiroth's sword, dude. I'll tell you that. But, I mean, God, no, it's an absolutely crazy looking game, man. Like, people are talking, like, that's what pisses me off about gamers, man. They're just like, oh, Cloud just jumped into a pool and he's coming out and he's bone dry. This game's dumb. It's like, just shut the fuck up, please. Shut the fuck up. Like, this game, yeah. I'm like, dude, this game looks absolutely amazing.
Oh,
it, you know, like, fucking, I mean, Final Fantasy VII Remake Integral looked amazing,
yeah.
But like, this one built from the ground up for the PS5 looks absolutely just, dude, the particle effects, the fucking team ups, the zoom in, the zoom out, the combat system is fucking awesome. And I'm like barely 4 hours into it, and I barely hit the open world part of it, and I'm just like looking at it, and I looked at the map, and I'm like, yep, I'm not gonna be playing anything else for a while, because oh man, like, I barely hit it. And just playing the intro and all that shit is just like, man, the gameplay, the combat is phenomenal, just absolutely fluid, no type of lag or anything whatsoever. And yeah, I'm about to, my next probably fucking 4 to 6 months is going to be nothing but Rebirth. Like, it's, yeah, it looks like that kind of game.
Okay.
And then, so that's on my PS5. And, you know, I'm of course, I get dabbled back into Helldivers every now and again, and Forknife with my kids. But on my Steam Deck, I've actually been playing Assassin's Creed 3 Remastered, just because it was only fucking $6. The Steam sales are absolutely amazing. So I'm like, you know what, let me see what this is, let me bat this shit around right here and see what this is about. So I jump back into this, 60 frames per second on the Steam Deck, and you know, I'm gonna say something a little controversial, dude, but it's three remastered. Like, if they just would have sped up that intro, like, it would have been one of the best Assassin's Creed, dude, because the combat,
I agree.
Yeah, no, dude, I'm the with combat is like just brutal, man. I just love the whole type of just automatic cutaways, and like, all you have to do is do like two buttons, and Connor does like this badass fucking, just, he'll take out three guys in one hit. Like, it's awesome.
And he'll jump around organically too. It actually looks pretty smooth.
So my only complaint about the Steam version is the fact that it's still tied to, you know, the bane of all PC existence is the multiple launchers. But also, there's no Steam Deck, there's no Steam achievements on it. Ubisoft, for whatever reason, decided not to include that. But this is
they want you to use the Unity fucking launcher. That's why.
Fuck theirs.
Yeah,
so fuck
yeah.
Their
they're
shit.
Like, no, you're gonna
hold
Unity
anything
boy.
Back.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm playing that. And then I just want to dabble back into it. I'm probably gonna jump back into Rogue too, just because like a portable Assassin's Creed is just
Rogue
like awesome.
Is good.
Yeah,
Rogue's
yeah,
a good one.
It's nice. And then, of course, like I mentioned earlier, I'm playing Metroid Prime Remastered as well.
Yeah.
So
I will say, the quick note, 3 Remastered, I have it on the Xbox Series S also. That lighting engine is fucking awesome in the remaster. Like, yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, it makes it, sometimes it makes it look a little too toy-like for me, like porcelain. But, I mean, no, it does look
environment-wise, environment-wise, it looks really
good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Environment-wise, definitely, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree.
Yeah. Oh, shit. And I can't wait for Final Fantasy Afterbirth, man. When that happens, oh, it's going to be fucking great.
It's got an okie afterbirth.
That's right.
Whatever, dude.
Oh, well, guys, we're
I did read that they're saying that you could play Rebirth without having to play, having played the first two.
Interesting, really.
Or the first one in the DLC, right? Was that a DLC?
I mean, Integral. Integral was the DLC. I mean, I would feel like you have to play Remake to just see where they left right. off at. But, but you know, Remake was awesome in its own right. There's a PS5 version that's free if you have the PS4 version. And I would highly recommend playing Remake before Rebirth just because, yeah, the story does pick up like literally right after. I feel like you don't have to play Integral. Like, Integral seems like it's very just...
Integral's not Integral, then.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I mean, I played Integral just because, like, I was like, yeah, for $10, I'll get balls deep in this, dude. Check it out. So.
The innuendo is just there today, isn't it?
It's there, dude. It's there.
We're going to go ahead and call it here. We're going to have one absurd headline here. Now, during a recent financial call, Warner Brothers Discovery Chief Financial Officer Gunnar Windefels said Rocksteady's recent release had, quote, fallen short of our expectations, although they did not share any sales figure according to the Steam charts as of this recording. 493 people are playing the game on Steam. That's not 1,000. That's not, yeah, that's just 493 folks playing it right now. So if you want to get a lobby, you can real have some real close friends.
Why don't you tack on the extra news that came with that today, too?
What happened? What happened? I can't remember the extra news. Do I miss it?
That Sony and PlayStation are starting to refund Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League, like they did for Cyberpunk 2077, because that is how much of a shit storm this game is.
Oh, boy. Yes, that is not absurd, though, because that is earned, I believe. So there we go. Oh, well, yeah.
I'm actually shocked that 493 people are playing it on Steam, to be honest with you.
This always a sucker, James. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just like, well, I think the last time we recorded, let me look this up real quick because I know we put it in here. The last time we recorded, it was that, it was, okay, so 3 weeks ago when we recorded, 1,331 people were playing on Steam. Here we are 3 weeks later, and now that's down to 493. So, yeah.
See, Skull and Bones, it's not that bad sometimes.
Oh, well, then Skull and Bones came out to, I think, now it's down to 40 or $45 on Best Buy, and that game barely came out like 2 weeks ago, I believe. So, yeah, way to go. Jeez. Way to go, Ubisoft and Rocksteady. Just keep pumping out those games people want, right?
Oh, come on. If you're going to support Ubisoft, buy Prince of Persia. Just buy Prince of Persia, please. Show them what's up. Show them, like, buy it now.
I wish I didn't.
Wish I didn't hear, but I did.
All right, well, we're going to wrap it here. Thank you for everyone for listening. This is the NPC Gaming Podcast. I'm your host, Anthony Fuentes. This has been a production of the Horrible People's Network. You can find me at Hyrulean Hustler, but my account's private right now, but it doesn't matter.
Oh,
you can also
find
me on the Horrible People's Podcast. It is my birthday month, and I am doing a slew of episodes of shit that I like. This week, it's going to be a sad one. It's about wrestling. But, yeah, where can we find you, James? You have more shows than I do now.
You can find me not talking about grown men soap operas.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, that's right. I said it. What's up?
Hey, we're talking about Eddie Guerrero this fucking episode. Are you not disrespecting
that
man?
Okay, all right. You shut up, first of all. I will give proper due to the Attitude Era. But anyway, you can also find me on the Horrible People's Network as part of the Turning Tables podcast, which is a live D&D play campaign. Go listen to it. It's a lot of fun. I'm sure we'll be doing that soon again, but life is tough sometimes.
No, it happens.
Also, if you want to go back to February for the Horrible People's Podcast, we just ended our second, hopefully annual, Trash Month.
And it absolutely, because that was fun.
Packed full of shitty horror movies that everybody has to watch collectively on the pod, and it's a lot of fun. We talk shit. We do some games sometimes because some of these movies do not have a lot going on.
They really don't.
But go listen to that because it was a lot of fun this year. And the one that we ended Trash Month with was pretty bad.
Yeah. Ooh, we got to show the bros that one. Holy shit.
Just... Oh, yeah. We definitely got to be drunk for
just
that.
Just hold on to your junk. It's a pretty terrible movie.
And then I have my own solo podcast called The Retired Mosher Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Retired Mosher Pod. The third episode is finally out. I hurt my back and it took a while for me to get that done, but it's out. And as in a bonus surprise, hopefully by the time this episode comes out, which is coming out when?
Tomorrow?
Never mind. sometime this week, episode 4 of my podcast will be out, and I have my very first guest, and it's a very long episode, and it was a lot of fun. So please go give me a follow, go give that a listen, give it a 5-star rating, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Retired Mosher Pod on Instagram. All right.
That was...
I'm sorry. Just Flynn's fucking enthusiasm tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
All right, Cordova, what you got? I'm sorry. Let me reel it back in there. Wow, Flynn, you were just, oh, man, you're a piece of work. Oh, all right. Yeah, no, I am, like I said last episode, I have more and more videos and photos up on my gaming Instagram, Big Bang Cordova, all one word. If you guys want to go check that out, I actually am editing a couple more Helldivers videos and some Fortnite videos of just me just wrecking on these little kids. Dude, I don't care. I don't give a fuck if they're 10 years old, 12 years old. Fuck it. I don't give a shit. All right. If they come at me and they miss, they're going to get fucking owned and danced on. I don't care.
Right. He's coming in hard, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Just like those wrestling video where I'm coming for you, boy, and I'm coming hard. All right? Yeah. Yeah. I'll say that to a fucking 10-year-old.
I want Jericho's ass.
Yeah. I want Jericho's ass. All right. So, yeah, no. Go check me out. Instagram, Big Bang Cordova. I'm still working on trying to get like a YouTube video channel up or whatever, but I mean right now it's the Instagram. I have a couple videos up, like I said, but I am really going to make, like, I saved a lot of videos over these couple weeks of just playing Helldivers, where I'm gonna make a Helldivers compilation of just my friends being assholes, either shooting me in the back, mm-hmm. fucking mm-hmm. dropping airstrikes on me. I think James was duping me a couple times, you know. Don't worry, there's gonna be a compilation video, just nothing but Helldivers deaths. So keep a lookout for that.
Oh, I can't wait for that. That sounds good. I like to see my friend get punished that much. That's
All right, I bet you do.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. We'll see you guys in a couple of weeks. Peace.
Later.